This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Domestic violence cases rose about 8% during the pandemic, according to the National Commission on COVID-19 and Criminal Justice. The Boulder County District Attorney's Office created a team to help prosecute cases and get victims protection. The team has handled nearly 400 cases so far. History Colorado recently published Denver Ku Klux Klan membership ledgers dating back to the 1920s. Denverite's Kevin Beatty has more.
The papers list the names and addresses of almost 30,000 card-carrying members, including two governors, city officials, and parts of Denver's police department. Researchers have had access to the documents for 30 years, but last week, the museum published them online in high-res, searchable detail. During last summer's protests, they felt it was time for Colorado to face its history of white supremacy. So the museum asked Black, Jewish, and Catholic leaders to weigh in on how they should present these ledgers, and then they paired them with stories about people impacted by racial terror. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
The local theater company in Boulder is bringing back in-person performances. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Like many arts institutions across the state, Boulder's local theater company is excited to welcome back in-person performances. The group will present Discount Ghost Stories Songs for the Rockies from June 24th to July 15th. The show will celebrate Colorado's history and employ 50 theatrical artists. The production will be safely held at the Art Deco Central Park Bandshell. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
In Denver and Colorado Springs, temperatures in the 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.